First, severe thunderstorms struck the area last night, leaving many people to take shelter in darkened homes and businesses. Robert McGowan, director of Benton County Emergency Management, says while no major injuries were reported as a result of the storm, entire swaths of the county were out of electricity in the wake of last night's storms.
There was a lot of power outages. At one time, the entire city of Salem Springs was out of power. The Carroll Electric at one time had approximately 4,000 customers, I believe, that were out of power. And to my knowledge, at this time, the power has been restored.
Additionally, several trees were downed by the storm, some blocking roads and some falling on houses. McGowan says volunteer fire departments and road departments have been working to clear debris from blocked roads. The storms of the last 24 hours, just the latest in a string that have hit Benton County in the past month. But McGowan says, at least for now, it doesn't look like the most recent storms will affect road repairs from the previous storms.
Thank goodness we didn't receive the flash flooding that that has caused the road damage in the past two events. So hopefully we'll avoid that and just continue on with the repairs once the rain stops.
Carroll County was also hit by the same storm. Ozark's at-largest Jacqueline Froelich was in downtown Eureka Springs when the storm hit, and she reports that the storm's impact was felt outside of downtown Eureka Springs as well.
And there were massive trees snapped in two in the road heading north on 23, and in lots of broken branches in town, minor flooding. And then I spoke with the Eureka Springs Police Department this morning, and he said there were electric lines down all over town, trees down.
No injuries were reported in Carroll County either.
The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Arkansas, Chris Thayer, says State Treasurer Martha Schaffner accepted a $6,000 payment this weekend from an FBI informant who was wearing a wire before Schaffner was arrested. Thayer made his comments to reporters shortly after Schaffner made an initial appearance in federal court yesterday. Thayer says the alleged crimes are grave.
I take absolutely no pleasure in standing before you today. The allegations against Ms. Schaffner are serious, and they completely erode the public trust that we put in our elected officials if they prove to be true.
A number of public officials are calling for Schaffner's resignation, though no plea was given at the arraignment. Her lawyer told reporters she will plead innocent. Meanwhile, Schaffner has refused to step down from her position as state treasurer, a move that has angered many in her own party. Governor Mike Beebe says there's no way she can effectively manage the treasurer's office while facing these kinds of charges.
I was shocked by how blatant the conduct was based on the allegations. Obviously the FBI did a pretty good job of cementing what they thought based upon the wire conversations. Even though everybody's entitled to a fair trial and nobody's guilty until they're found guilty, it's pretty ironclad.
Schaffner would have to be convicted before she can be forced from office. Governor Beebe says he had no advance word that Schaffner was going to be arrested until it happened on Saturday.
The city of Fayetteville will be planting more trees if the city council signs off tonight on a $5,000 grant from Keep America Beautiful and the UPS Foundation. Megan Dale, one of the city's urban foresters, says that the grant will go toward planting the city's first community orchard.
Arkansas is ranking first in the nation in percentage of food insecure households, with 37% of Washington County children are food insecure. So strongly supporting the UPS and the City of Fayetteville's leadership in environmental sustainability, this grant would fund an urban community orchard on city park property at the Yvonne Richardson Center that would empower an underserved area to grow and harvest their fresh local produce.
The location of the orchard at the Yvonne Richardson Community Center was chosen because of the gardening infrastructure already in place for the kids' crop gardens. If the grant is accepted tonight by the City Council, the trees will be planted sometime later this year.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a disappointing start to the week with an 8-5 loss yesterday at Arvest Ballpark. It makes the second game in a row the Nats have dropped against Tulsa. With the loss, the Nats are now 14-28 on the year. The team takes to the road for six games starting tomorrow when the Naturals head to Corpus Christi to begin a three-game series there.
Tonight, there's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs from 76 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 80 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows from 53 in northwest Arkansas to 60 in the Arkansas River Valley.